in with you, David, as I move the conversation into Chris Southworth, who's Secretary General of the International Chambers of Commerce of the UK. Thank you for coming on, Mr. Southworth. Again, through your perspective in that role, who do you think is the better candidate and why? Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I think neither candidate have really articulated any long-term sustainable solutions on Brexit. In the world economy, we're facing reducing trade growth, is increasing protectionism, trade wars, decarbonisation, technology, consumer behaviours—they're all changing. So we're facing a crisis, and then in the UK we have this double crisis of Brexit, which needs an urgent solution. The world out there wants a UK, needs a UK that's a strong voice on free trade. But at the moment we have no credible voice because we have no solution to the Brexit crisis.
What makes a voice credible in this arena, in your view?
Well, what's interesting about this is both the candidates are former foreign secretaries or current foreign secretaries.
Oh, yes.
And to be a credible voice, you need to be delivering and implementing policies that support the points you're making at global level. And that's not what we're doing at the moment. We're promoting free trade, but then also talking about crashing out of Europe and putting barriers up and disrupting supply chains and jobs in poor communities.
As a result of appearing on my show on Tuesday, the Evening Standard picked up on the fact that Boris Johnson was in a bit of a war of words over Mark Carney of predictions of what would happen if Britain were to walk away. Do you sense, therefore, that perhaps Jeremy Hunt is slightly more across what the figures might mean?
Well, I think neither are, to be honest. I mean, I think we need an awful lot more honesty and realism at this stage in the game and stop the red herrings. The whole discussion with Boris Johnson and the GATT agreement is a complete red herring. The GATT agreement doesn't cover services, for a start, and that's 80% of the UK economy. And the GATT agreement, which does cover services, has no interim option. And what they're forgetting is when we crash out of Europe, we're running on WTO rules. And then there needs to be a discussion with Europe. But really what Boris Johnson was alluding to was the UK trading effectively on single market customs union rules, but being out of Europe. And of course Europe, the EU, will have said no repetitively to that point.
Grateful for your time, Chris Southworth. Thank you. Secretary General of the International Chambers of Commerce UK. And now to the crucial matter of defence. General Sir Richard Barons is former Commander of Joint Forces Command, one of the six Chiefs of Staff